Seemed like the Lord just pouring it on this morning. We sure need His help to bring the thoughts that He wants. And thank the Lord for that song. It just made my heart rejoice. That's my desire, to go to higher ground. Without, there's not going to be any place where we don't need to go a little higher. Dig a little deeper until the Lord takes us on. Seemed like what the Lord gave me this morning, He gave it to me too. Dig a little deeper, go a little higher. Turn with me to Romans 13th chapter, 11th verse.
Romans 10 and 11.
Romans 13 and 11. Starting at the 10th verse, it says, "Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep." That's the part of the scripture right there that seemed like really struck me. It goes on, "For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep." I thought about that. I thought, do we really know the time? Do we really know the time that is before us? Do we comprehend it? Are we really taking advantage of the opportunities of the time that is out there before us? It is a serious thought to me, and yet a challenging thought to me. Lord, help me to comprehend the time. It says, knowing the time. It is, therefore, it is high time to awake out of sleep. To awake. I thought about how that many times the things seem like we have to really fight against so much. And the thing the devil will come against those that are living for the Lord even so much is the things that it's not really coming against us, but the thing that will rob us is what we do each day. The things that are set before us. We have to get up. I have to take care of my family, my children. I have to do my housework. I have things to do. In other words, the cares of life is the very thing that many times the devil will use to come against us. The thing that he will use to cause us to slacken up or to maybe not really comprehend the time, the opportunity of today, the opportunity that is set out there before us. He uses the cares of life and those things to come in a way and maybe take our mind in such a way that we cannot comprehend the time that is before us. And really give to that what we need to be able to give, that the Lord can be glorified this day. That the Lord can have His way in our life. And not only that, to help us, that in the future it will guard us from regrets as we look back that I did not take advantage. The time was there, the opportunity, the chance. But I didn't take advantage of it. It was there, but I didn't take advantage. Oh, to me, this is a serious thing this morning, and it's been a real challenge to my heart. Lord, help me to comprehend the time that is at hand. As I was studying the scripture many times throughout the scripture, it would say the time is at hand. The time is at hand. Today, you know, we don't have the future to really count on. We can't really, tomorrow is over with. What is behind us is gone. What we did with yesterday's opportunities, it's gone now. But it said the time is at hand. How are we dealing with the opportunities of each day as we come to it? The time is at hand. Oh, how serious it is. So it is high time to wake out of sleep. That is something the devil will use to bring a lethargy over our mind and over our spirit to cause us to not take advantage of the right chances, take advantage of the right the time that is before us and the opportunities that are out there. Oh, I thought how that is, how the devil is going to work in those, in his wily way. He'll come in and work on our, the cares of life and the things that are necessary to life. Yes, we do need to take care. That's that, the Bible even backs that up. We need to take care of our family. We need to take care of the things that we have to do. But yet, it says that it is time to wake out of a sleep. I believe the Lord wants us to, from time to time, take real inventory of ourselves and how we are using our time. How we are taking advantage of the opportunities that are out there. I thought about how, if we will turn with me to Ecclesiastes 9th chapter and the 11th verse, it says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, and but time and chance happeneth to them all. That is a serious scripture. I know you can take it more to the literal in life as we face, but I want to apply it a little bit more towards the spiritual line. It said that the race is not to the swift. It is not to the swift. I thought about how that in a race, sometimes in the temporal world, those that put forth the effort and they try, you're running a race or something, it says it's not to the swift. In the spiritual sense, how true so many times. This is may seem very, I don't mean it as funny, but I was thinking of the tortoise and the hare. The story along that line and how the hare was so sure that he could win the race that he was going to lay down and rest along the way. But the tortoise was so slow and it looked like there was no chance of him winning the race. But yet he kept taking advantage of the chance that was there. While the rabbit slept, then he took advantage and he kept plugging along until he won that race. But I thought about how that is so true in life. It may seem like in the world, it goes on to say that the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happeneth to them all. It seems like in the world there are those that says that you can have the opportunity maybe at a good job and you can have opportunities coming up. But yet I thought how there's a difference. There are all kinds of opportunities and chances out there. But whether or not we take advantage of the right opportunity, the right chance. It may be a wonderful opportunity at a job. It may be a wonderful opportunity that comes up and it looks like, I thought of the wisdom of the world. How it looks like this is what I should do because this is going to advance me. This is what is going to help out the most. And yet, I thought how in the world so many times people get their mind in one rut. They are maybe going to gain, so there is something they have set ahead and they're working towards that. And I thought how serious it is though, many times, the opportunities and the chances we have, where is it going to take us to? Is it the right chance? Is it the chance we really need to take take up that opportunity or not? Where will it lead us to? There are so many decisions that come in life that we have to make, and there are chances out there. It says there is time and chance cometh to them all. But I thought about how the Lord also has given to each one of us time and chance. He has given to each one of us. He lets us come to these places that we can make up our mind. Are we going to go this way or are we going to go that way? We're going to take this opportunity or are we not? And yet the Lord has. He came. I was thinking about how when the Lord came and He died upon the cross for us, and then on the cross he said, it is finished. It is finished. Oh, I looked up that word, finished. It brought a real, it was something that really struck my heart. It said, ended, completed, perfected, polished, most excellent. At this time, when he died upon the cross, he said, it is finished. It was complete. Not only was it was ended, right? It was complete right there for us. He made the way and the opportunity and the chance for each one of us that we could partake of what he did. For he came, his purpose upon this earth to come and die that we could be able to be saved. He said, it is finished. He made a complete opportunity for us. He gave us a chance right there that we could to take advantage of. Oh, I thought how serious that word finished is. It is finished. It is finished. In one place, I believe it was in John, the 17th chapter. The fourth verse, Jesus is speaking here. It says, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. I have finished the work. Oh, this brought a fear upon me because finished means ended. It means it is completed. The Lord finished his work. He finished it. He made the opportunity for us and he gave us the chance. It was there, complete for us. And whether we take of that chance or that opportunity, time and chance happeneth to each one of us. We have the time. We have the chance. The Lord is going to call upon each one of us. And whether we take advantage of that opportunity or not, there is a time when time no longer shall be. In Revelations, it tells how let's turn to that in Revelations, the 10th chapter. In the 6th verse, it says, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever. Oh, talking about our Heavenly Father, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. There is a time coming when there shall be time no longer. Time and chance happeneth to each one of us, but some time that is going to be cut off for us. Not only in the end of the world, this is talking about the ending of time completely, but there is going to be a time as we go through life when time and chance is going to be finished for us. On one particular, in one particular thing, it may be finished. I was thinking the other day, the Lord was dealing with me on some of this before he even brought this message to me, but it seemed like I was thinking about my children and it came to me, I thought, they're growing up. They're growing up. It hit me with a reality. It hit me in such a way that I thought, there is going to be a time not too far in the future when there is a part of my life, my purpose with them is going to be finished. They're going to come of an age when they are going to make their own decisions. They're going to go out and they're not going to be anymore under my roof where I can carefully protect them and guide them and say, no, you can't do this because it's harmful to you. You shouldn't do this. And right now, they must obey me. But I thought about how a time is going to come when they're going to go out into the world. They're going to have to face life themselves. They're going to have to face it for themselves. It's going to be the part, not completely. And I know that at that time, my part as a mother does not end at all. But yet there is something that is going to be finished at that time. There is a part that will be finished there and ended for me. I can no longer say you cannot do this or to do that or do this, because they will then be of an age to take their own life and make their own decisions. And that brought a fear upon me. I thought, oh Lord, how am I taking taking advantage of the time, the chance that I have right now with my children, because the way I take of this opportunity is going to affect the way they then, when they go on and go on with their lives, it's going to affect them. No, I cannot make them make their decisions, but it's going to affect the way they make their decisions. And I brought a real fear upon me because I thought, now is the time. Oh, if the Lord will help me to bring out the thoughts He brought in my mind. It says it is time to awake out of sleep. You know, that's like I said, the devil comes through the cares of life, and many times we go through life, we take care of our children, we take care of our family, we think we're doing all that we need to do, and yet sometimes when these realities hit us, it's like, oh Lord, but maybe I could have done a little better here, and I could have done a little better there. And I thought how the Lord wants us to, it says in one place, to study, to show thyself approved. Not only studying the Word, but to study it to know, Lord, how can I take advantage of my time and chance right now? The time and chance, what are our priorities in life? What is the most important? So many times, if we're not careful, we can get caught up in the cares of life to where sometimes we're not listening to those around us. We're not paying as close attention to them as we should. And then some of our chance is slipping out of our hands. It's slipping. And then there will be a time when it will be finished. Our chance will be finished. There is a time, like I said, with our children when a part will be finished. There will be a part of it that will be finished. But that is just one thing. But I thought about the many times, the chances that come in our life, the things that the Lord permits to come our way. What are our priorities? We can choose to take this chance or we can choose to take that chance. But it's going to make an effect. What is really going to stand at the end? When we come before the Lord and it said that time no longer shall be. There is a time with all of us when our time literally no longer shall be. When we shall have to die and go on into eternity where time is no longer a factor. It is forever. It's not counted in time. And there's a time coming when we will stand before the Lord and will the priorities, the things that we have put out in our life, will they stand then? Will they may have any importance at all at that time? Will they have any importance? Will they have any weight then? Oh, it brings a fear upon my heart because it says time and chance happeneth to us all. The Lord has given us time. And in that time, He gives us a chance also. A chance to be able to partake. And I thought how serious it is that we need the Lord in our lives to help us to know, to help us sometimes to just wake up to the reality. Hey, my children are growing up. Is there anything else I can do before it's too late? Is there anything else that I can touch up on, that I can work on? The Lord will do that with us from time to time in different areas of our life. We let Him guide us. He'll come in and help us to know and wake us up and help us to see, listen, these are chances. Are you letting them pass by? These are chances that are going to count. The chances that are going to count. That's the only ones that's really going to matter. I thought about how we have to do our work. The men have to go out and make a living. We women have to keep our home up and do things. But yet, when time goes on, those things really, they're important. But those things, what's going to count is the things that are going to stand. The things that are really going to stand. Did we really take the time with our children? Or did we really take the chances and the opportunity to work for the Lord and do something for Him that He was putting out for us so that when we come before Him, He could say, well done, my faithful servant. Oh, this is a challenge to me because, as I said, the devil comes in such wily ways, and that's what he works on, I think, on us the most, to try to get us into a place where there's lethargy, where there's a place where we're not taking advantage of the opportunities, the chances that are out there before us to where that it's going to count in the end. That's the kind of chances we want to take advantage of. And I thought how that it said that neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding. Oh, I thought about in the world today, there are things that people strive for that you could say, well, it's good to strive for, to be able to have a solid foundation financially for your family, and that to strive for these things are good, to be able to have them. But I thought when people put their whole heart in striving for these kind of things, put them to where they become the very essence of their life. It's the thing that means the most. They spend their most time. They spend their most effort on, and that's where they put their whole heart into. And yet they neglect maybe their own spiritual life. About how that can happen even in the little things. It can happen at home. It can happen the way we take care of things at home. That we can leave the Lord out some of our lives by continually being so busy, that the Lord doesn't have the time in our life that He has. But I thought about these things that we strive for, and it looks like people are very successful. But what is He going to be when they stand at the end of their time? And it's finished. When their time is gone, it is finished for them. In one place, it says something about, as the tree falleth, that's how it shall lie. That's how it is with our life. Whenever we come to the end of our life, that's the way it's going to be. There will be no more time. There will be no more chance then for us to be able to remedy the things that are behind that should have been remedied. There's no more time for that. Are we taking advantage of the time and the chance the Lord gives us for our soul? But not only that, to take advantage of the chances that are out there, we need the Lord to direct us, to help us to know what chance is going to really count. What chance is going to cause us trouble down the road if we take advantage of that one? What is it that we're going to be able to take it? So what chances are there, Lord, that we can take advantage of that is going to really count for us? That was a real fear upon my heart. The Lord said over here, He said that I have finished. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. That was something that was a challenge to me, because the Lord has something for each one of us to do. Are we going to come up to the end and it's going to be finished? Is it just, it's going to be finished. It's going to be ended, because that's going to be the end of it. But I thought about the other definitions of finished. It says completed, perfected, polished, most excellent. Oh, we want to be finished. We want the Lord to help us and direct our lives, that when we come before Him, it will be finished in a way not only that our time is no longer literal time, but that it will be perfected, it will be polished, it will be most excellent before Him. Something that fruit has been born that He can say, yes, child, I'm pleased with what you have done for me. I'm pleased. It weighs out. In the end, the Lord has given us chances in this life. There are things that we can choose. We have the choice to choose which way we're going to go. But in the end, we are going to be judged not according to the way of what we think life should go, but according to the Word of God. We're going to be judged according to that. He gives us a choice now. But in the end, this is the way we're going to be judged. And I thought about even in other things, as far as different chances and opportunities that come our way, if we make the wise choice, the choice that's going to count down the road, that's going to bring us out, the one the Lord knows that's going to be best for us, if we make the wise choice, then it will pay off for us. But if we don't, then somewhere we are going to reap what we sow. We will reap what we sow. But oh, I thank the Lord. He said it is finished on the cross. He made a way for us that we could be able to partake of salvation. But not only that we could have the Holy Spirit in our lives to guide us and direct us. And oh, thank the Lord, when we find ourselves that the devil starts trying to bring in lethargy, it says it's high time to awake out of sleep. The Holy Spirit is there to say, wake up a little bit. What are you doing with your life? What are your opportunities? How are you taking of the the opportunities that are out there before you that's going to count in the end. I thought about our house cleaning and things like that. I believe the Lord's pleased with that. That's what He wants us to do. Our jobs, He wants us to go out and make a living. But yet there is a part there, that part of that, as we go on through life, if we put our whole heart there, we're going to neglect some other things that are very important and vital in our lives. Some things that really is going to stand more so than the cleaning of the house. And I'm not saying to neglect that or to not do that right, but I thought about how I've even asked the Lord, Lord, help me to know how to keep things simple, to a simplicity that I'll have the time to partake of the opportunities that are out there for me. It seems like we go through life and it is so hard to keep. It seems like it's just busy, busy, busy. But we need the Lord. I need the Lord to help me to know how to keep the things of life that are necessary to a simplicity that I won't then be sorry that I neglected the things that are really going to count later on, that I didn't give the time and yet the opportunity, the time to the chances that really are going to mean the most later on. And it's been a challenge to me. I thought, Lord, help us to be able to know better how to take care of these opportunities, to know how to balance them out. And yet it says in one place, I believe it was Paul that said, I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Oh, thank the Lord to be able to come down to the end, to say I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. The time, it says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all the opportunities and the chances that's going to mean the most down the line. How are we really cultivating today? That said the time is at hand. How are we cultivating that which is at hand today? That which is going to mean something to us, that when we come before the Lord, it will stand and it will be solid. Oh, I want to be in such a way that, as Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. To be able to say this is the very desire of my heart to come to the end with this. And we can, because the Lord said it is finished. He made the way. He made it complete that we could be able to partake of what everything, all of His promises and all that we need to be able to come to the end like Paul did, to say, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I thank the Lord for that. In 1 Peter 1 and 17. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work. Oh, I thank the Lord. He judges. It says, without respect of persons, judgeth according to every man's work. That's where we're going to be judged at the end. We're going to be judged by a God that is honest, that is true, that He is going to judge every man according to every man's works without respect of persons. We're going to stand before Him in the end. And I thought it said, it is finished. Our opportunities, as we go through life, there are points when our opportunities are finished. No more can we go back and do any better on a certain subject or a certain line. Our opportunities come to a time when it is finished also. And then we will all ultimately come to a time when time is finished for us. Time is finished. It is no longer. Have we partaken of the opportunity that will stand throughout eternity then? Oh, it's a serious thought to me, and it makes me want to do, as that song said this morning, to go up to higher ground. The Lord wants us to continually be digging and drawing closer, to go a little higher with Him. There are things that He wants to show us to help us to be able to dig a little deeper, to do a little better. Oh, I thank the Lord that He is faithful to us. Not only is he faithful, but he's right there with what we need to help us to be able to do a little better, to dig a little deeper, to go a little higher up with him. It says, who without respect to persons judgeth according to every man's work past the time of your sojourning here in fear. Oh, this is this time that we have, this chance that we have. We're not born into this world just for our own pleasure or our own good, but it says, past the time of your sojourning here in fear. This is a time of preparation, really for a time, but eternity has no time. It doesn't count in time. It is forever, and you don't even count it by time because it goes on and on endlessly. But we're here in a place, in life, we're to be preparing for that place, to be able to go and stand before the Lord. And it says, past the time of your sojourning here in fear. I looked up the word fear. It says, concern, all in reverence. In other words, we need to take life seriously. In one place it tells us, it says, what is life? What is your life? It is a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanish away. I thought about a vapor. When you see a vapor going up, it doesn't come strong and then completely vanish. It begins to vanish little by little. It vanisheth away. And I thought about the time that we have in life. It is so much like that. We can look back over our life and it seems like, it just seems like yesterday, 10 years ago. It just has gone so fast. And time for us is going to go on until our time is no longer. Until we come to a place that it is literally no longer for us. And yet the devil would like to get us in such a sleep, spiritually, that we cannot partake of the opportunities and the chances that we have before us that will count at that time. He wants to get us in such a way that our mind is blinded to where that we cannot really truly know the time. Do we know the time? It says knowing the time. Oh, I wanted to stress that to us. Do we know the time that is before us? Are we comprehending it? Are we taking advantage of the chances? Oh, I know. I believe we can all dig a little deeper there. But oh, what's going to really count, though, is that at the end, have we taken advantage of the time? Oh, there was a scripture in Luke 19, 44. I'd like to start up in the 42nd verse. No, start in the 41st. And when he was come near, talking about Jesus, he beheld the city and wept over it. He wept over it. I wonder how many times, if the Lord is weeping over our lives today. Is he weeping? Let's go on farther. It says, saying, if thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, this is the day. The time is at hand. In this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace. Oh, if only they could have understood what opportunities and chances, if they could have comprehended, this is what's going to count. This belongs to your peace. I'm giving you the chance. I'm giving you the opportunity. If only you could have known that this is your opportunity and this is your chance. If you could have comprehended it. In this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the days shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round and keep thee in on every side. Oh, if we apply that to life today, isn't that so true? When people don't take of the right chances, when they don't take of the right opportunities, The devil comes in and steals some of the most precious things of life away from them. And shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee. Oh, that brings a fear upon me. Because if we don't partake of the right chances, we're going to have a great effect upon our children. No, we cannot say we have to make them live for the Lord. We can't do that. But we're going to have a great effect upon them. You see, if we make the wrong choices, there is no way but what it's going to have the wrong effect upon them. Unless somehow, through their honesty of heart, they are able to rise above the obstacles that we put before them. Because when we don't partake of the right chances, we're putting the wrong obstacles out there in front of them. And if they have a choice, they have a will, they can partake, they can overcome those obstacles through the blood of Jesus Christ and through His grace. They can do that. But it's going to take some effort, a lot greater effort on their part than if we had laid down before them opportunities and chances that would make it easier for them to make the right choice. And shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. When the Lord visits us, do we comprehend what He's doing? Do we comprehend the chance that He's given us? Someday, time no longer will be for us. That is real. If you die tomorrow, time no longer will be for you. But the very thing, procrastination, is where the devil works. I'll someday make it right. I'll someday do a little better, but today I want to do what I want to do. Today I want to go this way. Time and chance happeneth to us all. The Lord said it is finished. He made it complete for us. He gave us what we needed, but it is up to us to partake of the right opportunities and the right chances that we'll be able to stand in that time. It said, thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Do we know the time? Do we understand and comprehend what is laid out before us? Oh, may the Lord open our eyes and our hearts and our understanding, that it be not hid from our eyes like it was hid from them. It said it was hid from their eyes. We need to beg the Lord to help us. Don't hide those things from our eyes. He's not going to do that, but we can cause those things to be hidden. Because of the choices we take, we can cause the right chances and the right choices to go right on by, and they can be hidden that we don't comprehend them. Because we make that choice, we can cause them to. But all we need to ask the Lord to help us to not be a hindrance, to take our own way, that would cause us that the time and chance that the Lord is offering to us would not be comprehended, not truly be understood. It says, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. You pray for me. It put a fear on my heart when the Lord brought these thoughts to me, because we are accountable people. We are accountable. We will reap what we sow. We're human and we may make some mistakes. And the Lord will have mercy on us many times for those things, that when they're honest mistakes. But when we are accountable, the time and the chance that is out there before us, we will reap what we sow if we don't take the right ones. Pray for me.